Hi, my name is Zane. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 3rd, 2025, so I'm about to hit 9 months. My start was with alcohol in college and a lot of frat parties and a lot of, you know, going out. And it ended with drugging, but thankfully May 3rd, I had decided I'm done with this life and I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not happy, I'm miserable every single day that I wake up. So I checked myself into rehab and flew to Florida from Virginia into the middle of nowhere. It's called Altoona, 40 minutes from Orlando. The nearest gas station was 6 miles away, so I could have run away if I wanted to. Which, you know, I'm someone who likes to run, so that was not a fun experience. And I first thought I was going there, I'm like, I'm just going to stay sober for like 30 days and like clean up and then come back to Virginia and do whatever the hell I was doing, because like I checked the list, my mom's not going to bitch at me anymore, I'm sorry, it's not good. But prior to that day, I kept having internal sobriety days saying, tomorrow I'm not going to drink anymore, tomorrow I'm not going to drink anymore. And then that would last about the time I fell asleep to the time I woke up, and then I would reach out and be like, hey, let's go out. Go to our normal dive bars that we hang out at, that all the bartenders know I'm 20 or 19 and didn't care. So that was my spot. And I think I had maybe 15 of those. I'm like, I'm done. Today is the last day I'm going to drink. Today is the last day I'm going to use. And no, it was not. I think May 3rd, it was actually, I want to say the week before May 3rd, where the rehab decision was starting to happen, I was reaching a point where I'm like, I genuinely am really, I used alcohol to make me a normal person. I had no emotions sober. My friends know I'm drunk if I tell them I love you or I start crying, because sober me had zero emotions. You are talking to a wall if you are talking to me. So I use them just to start, you know, having emotions and being a normal human being. So my boss was giving me drugs and alcohol so I can be a better server for him, so I can smile at customers' faces. My friends didn't want to handle me sober because they would literally not be hearing anything from me. I'm just sitting there staring at them and looking at them like fucking idiots. And mind you, I was one of those idiots, but you know, I like to judge people when I'm sober. So drunk me would not judge. Drunk me would go and be nice and polite to people and actually care about how their day was going. Because I'm not gonna remember in the morning, so it was easy. I just needed to like get through that conversation. So like that's, I used them to be a normal human functioning being. And then I was like, but I want to have these emotions sober. I don't like being numb. I don't want to show up to my parents' house drunk out of my mind or high out of my mind so I can actually have a conversation with my mom without wanting to kill her. And it was like, that was part of my thought process. Like, yeah, let's maybe try to get emotions sober. And I didn't have emotions for about up until a month and a half ago. And then all the emotions started crashing in. I started having feelings again. I started crying. And if there's one thing you know about me, I don't cry in front of people. I hate crying in front of people. I will lock myself in the bathroom and cry in there. And then someone came up to me like, hey, how are you doing? And I just busted out crying and like full on. And I was like, I hate myself right now. I don't like this. But it's nice to be able to have these emotions. And I told my mom, I miss you. And she's like, oh, you have feelings? And I'm like, you know, a normal mother would say, I miss you too. How are you doing? No. Oh, you have feelings? And I was like, great. Thanks, mom. And I'm just like, getting sober was the hardest decision I ever made in my life. Because, yeah, I just wanted to be a normal human being without needing things to make me a normal human being. And being in sobriety, I got so many opportunities that I never thought I would have in my life. Or I had them, but I would never maintain them. And like, we just moved into a new apartment yesterday. I have a bed to sleep on. I've been sleeping on a couch for the past 4 months. So now I actually have a bed. I've been able to lock my door to my bed. And that was This morning I woke up and I was like, oh my god, I have a bed to sleep in, and I have a room, and I have, like, everything is going great. I'm back in school, I'm working a job, not my favorite job in my whole life, but, you know, it's a job to get me through school and make enough money to get through my day-to-day basis. And I do my service work. I'm slacking on my steps, but I am going to get that done. It's more of a fear of myself by realizing what I'm going to do. If I know these truths about me, like they're written on paper, these are things that I actually did. So, you know, it's not as easy as I thought it would be, but everything in my life has turned to such a better way that May 3rd is now one of my favorite days of the year. Because, and mind you, I hate May. I don't know what is up with May. I hate that month. I hate the number 5. So the fact that May, and I hate odd numbers, to be fair. So the fact that it's May and it's the 3rd and it's 2025, there's a lot of hate in that. But it's now turning to be my favorite day of the year because I get to look back on my life and be like, I experienced everything I did for a reason, and now I get to be here and I'm able to speak in front of people about my stuff that I think I don't deserve. I don't feel like I deserve to speak in here right now, but I'm doing it because I was asked. And my sponsor would not be happy if I did not say yes, so I'm gonna follow what she says. And going to having a home group, having a sponsor, doing the steps, having service work and things like that have helped me stay sober and helped me manage my anxiety about everything going wrong in my life, because usually I would isolate, and now I actually go to meetings. Even if I'm going to cry or I'm going to embarrass myself in a meeting, I would rather be surrounded by people doing it than sitting in my head and letting my brain tell me what to do, because my brain is going to go tell me to go to 7-Eleven and get a Four Locos. I hate Four Locos too, but my brain wants Four Locos because they get me drunk faster. So the fact that I'm doing things differently, which everyone in my life has said, you will never change. You're not going to be able to do anything differently because you're so freaking stubborn about everything you do. So when I'm able to actually make these, even if they're small changes, they're huge in my eyes, and I would have never been able to do that without getting sober and without having the community I have and moving to a new place that I know no one at, and now I have a family here. That is a huge thing that I didn't know I would ever get, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you guys, and yeah.